සක්ෂාද හරිත්තේන සමස්ත ශාස්ත්‍රයි රුක්තස්තථා භබ්බතයේ බාෂාද්වි කින්ත ප්‍රභර්ජා ප්‍රියයේ බතශ බන්දේ ගුරුශ්‍රී චරණාරබින්නම් යශ ප්‍රසාදාද් භගවත් ප්‍රසාද යශ ප්‍රසාදාන් නගති කුතෝපි ධයං ස්තුවං ස්තස්ස යශස්ත්‍රී සන්ධං බන්දේ ගුරුශ්‍රී චරණාරබින්නම් වංචාකල්පතරුභ්‍රශ්ච කීපාසින්දුභයේබච පතිතානං පාබනේබ්බ වෛෂ්ණවේභ නමෝ නමః ශංකරසන කාරණතය සායි ගර්භදශායි චපයබ්ධිශායි ශේෂස්ච ජසංශකලා සනිතානන්දඛරාම ශරණං මමස්සු නමස්තේතු හලග්‍රාම නමස්තේ මුශලායුධ නමස්තේ රේබතිකාන්ත නමස්තේ භක්තවත්සල නමස්තේ බලිනං ශ්‍රේෂ්ඨ නමස්තේ ධරණිධර ප්‍රලම්බාරේ නමස්තේතු ත්‍රාහි මාං කෘෂ්ණ පූර්වජ නමෝ මහබදනාය කෘෂ්ණ ප්‍රේම ප්‍රදායතේ කෘෂ්ණාය කෘෂ්ණ චෛතන්න නාම්නේ ගෞරතිශේනම භූජසබ්බේනුං ශිරසිසිඛිපිච්ඡං කොටිතටෙ දුකුලාං නේත්‍රාන්තෙ සහජර කටක්ෂං විදධති සදා ශ්‍රීමද් බ්‍රින්දාබන බසති ලීලා පරිචය జగన్నాథ స్వామి నయన పథగామి భవదుమే తప్త కాంచన గౌరంగే రాధే బృందావనేశ్వరి वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंध जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। वंदे नंद ब्रज स्त्रीनां पादरेणुम अभीक्ष्णश यासाम हरिकथज गीतम पुनाति भुवनत्रयम् भक्ताभिना अपराधलक्ष्य क्षिप्ताश्च कामादि तरंग मध्ये कृपामयी त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम्। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। At first, I pay my innumerable prostrated obeisances to the lotus feet of my most revered Gurudeva, the absolute counterpart of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, and His grace incarnate. I pray for His causeless mercy to give me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His personal associates, to purify my mind and to get one-pointed exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my innumerable prostrated obeisances to the lotus feet of my most revered Shiksha Gurus and pray for their causeless mercy to give me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His entourage, to purify my mind and to get exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my due respects to all who are present here. Today is the last day of our function here. Evening function. It is the standing order of our most revered Guru Maharaj. Wherever you go, you should remember your ultimate goal for which you have renounced your relative duties in the family and have come the lotus feet of Gurudev. You should not forget it. We should always remember our mark. We forget it. What for? Whether we are household devotees or ascetic, what for we have taken shelter at the lotus feet of Srila Gurudev? If you forget it and only remain, only for remaining, if you remain in the mat, and if you go with the sadhus from one place to another, without knowing, without having your ultimate end, for which you have renounced, then your spiritual devotional life, you will get something, but the highest objective you cannot get so easily. There will be some sort of good impressions. When you come in contact with the sadhus, it cannot be completely useless. I know one instance. One god brother Guru Maharaj, household devotee. Still it is vivid to me. His name was Ram Goti Prabhu. He is from Assam in India. When I first came to Sarbhog with Guru Maharaj and alighted from the train, I saw him. He was playing on mridanga with great enthusiasm. He could perform Sankirtan also. They took us with Sankirtan procession from station Bhogjal. What is that? Station. Sarbhog. Railway station. From there, we are taken to our mot, about more than 1 mile. I saw him, so enthusiastic. His place was in Bhatipara. Bhatipara, not far from Sarva Gauriya Math. We had been to his house. He was a well-to-do person. The other devotees there were, and he was the prominent among them. A rich man. He used to take us to his village for religious congregations and for festival. For about 4 or 5 years. After that, all of a sudden, the devotees there of that place wrote a letter to us. We are now very much shocked that great devotee has given up everything. His relatives, family members were not congenial to pure devotional school of thought. They're eating fish, flesh, etc. But he was the owner of the house. For that reason, they couldn't say anything against him. But after 4 or 5 years, he was influenced by them and he has given up all the rules and regulations. Sadachar. Bhakti Sadachar. And he was with the family members moving. Even he did not meet other devotees. And that was informed to us. We are very much disheartened to see this. He is one of the prominent devotees. And we are holding functions here, every year. Now it has become difficult for us. They are writing letters to us. We are also very much disappointed to hear about this. Such a good person, enthusiastic person. He has got a devotional spiritual fall. After perhaps 6 years, he was ill. Ramgati Prabhu was ill. And as he was a rich man, he showed many doctors. And all kinds of treatment was done. But there was no such improvement of his health. And he was at the verge of death. At that time, he was seeing something for which always he was in a unnatural state. Unnatural state. He was speaking, he was crying like that. And all the family members, they were very much disturbed What is it? And horrible sins you are seeing. In his dream or whatever you may say, afterwards he said to us, some horrible figure persons, according to him, they are the messengers of God of death, Jamdut, like. They came, and they are taking him. And he saw all the fishes and birds and other animals. He ate the flesh of those. He was seeing they are coming to eat. Then those horrible figures, they said, not now. Stop. We shall fasten him tightly. Then you come and eat him. Devour. All the animals, those who were animals whom he killed, he could recognize those birds, those and other animals, all there. Puck, 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 like this, with sound. And the messengers of God of death, no, not now. He was frightened. What is this? And tightly fastened. And those animals have come to eat. To every action there is a compulsion. If you kill any animal and devour that, they will also kill you. To every action there is a compulsion. So, we should not injure, harm any living being in this world. Because it will come as with double force. They will also eat you. We are not seeing this. And at that time, at that horrible state, all on a sudden, he performed Brajamandal Parikrama with his Gurudev Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. That parikrama sin came to him. And he cried, Gurudev, Gurudev, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram. Then all horrible sins immediately vanished, as he said to us. It is his own statement. And he recovered. He sat down. Then he thought, all these my family members, they could not rescue me. My Gurudev rescued me. Krishna Balaram. Where is my mala, this bag? Where is? Then they thought, He has become crazy. But as he was the owner, bring that. And he took it. And therefore, Tulsi Mala, bring. And all devotees should come here. Inform them. There will be festival here. They are also astonished. What is this? Completely changed person. They came. I have committed great offense. I am speaking a fact, not story. It is not a story. Fact. They were very much happy. And all the devotees came. They cook. There are many cook there. Cook food and made a festival there. He became a changed person. And he said, I participated with the pure devotees, with my Guru Maharaj. Once in Brajabandal Parikrama. That Parikrama saved me. All of a sudden, that came to my mind. And I uttered Gurudev, Krishna Balaram, and all horrible sins were removed. I became quite well. For that, such glory of performing Brajamandal Parikrama, I shall continuously do. He used to play on the Midanga and other kinds of tom-tom, etc. He has got ability. Continuously for 3-4 years, Brajamandal Parikrama, Navadvip Dham Parikrama. Such is the glory. And he constructed one house for Guru Maharaj. That is Sarva Gauri Mat. Guru Gauri Mat. He became a changed person. Whatever he did previously, at least for 6 years, we are disheartened. What had happened? This person has given up everything. How after 6 years, he became a complete changed person? Nothing is futile. Nothing is futile. And still now, he saw the messengers of Gaurav-dev. He himself said, we should not forget our relation with Sri Krishna, with our Gurudev. That is our eternal relation. They are the only saviors in this world, not these family members. These family members who are doing, made a great harm to me, and I am the cause. I do not blame them for my previous bad deeds, perhaps. But I was rescued by Gurudev. And to the last, he served the mort and Gurudev and Vaishnava was to the last of his life. He is nowhere now. He passed away. Ramgati Prabhu. If you do any service sincerely, by previous bad impressions, if something happens, you may have given up that. But it is not lost. Again it will come. The current of thoughts are flowing in our mind. Some evil thoughts are coming, good thoughts are coming. When you perform some good service, that is not lost. That will come again. Now we perform the bad things, but the bad thoughts will come. You have to suppress the bad thoughts, and you have to increase the good thoughts. Ultimately, the momentum of good thoughts mass into velocity. As science says, momentum of good thoughts will be so high that these evil thoughts will have no influence over it. It will be effaced from here. This is called spiritual practice. When evil thoughts come, you should suppress it. Yet you may do something bad. But that evil thoughts will come again with less force, less momentum. And then you suppress it. And your good thoughts you are increased. When good thoughts will come with greater force, you would have indifferent to the worldly things. You will have the desire to worship more. In this way, there is a war in your battle, a fight. Ultimately, when that thought for serving Guru Vaishnava will be in the high, then everything, all this will be effaced. The struggle, everybody has to do the struggle. Thus, for that we should not be discerned. Even I speak the truth, many came to the mott at their young age, they remained with the sadhus, they participated in Nagar Sankirtan, and they are competent in doing Sankirtan and also playing on Mridanga, and they are brahmacharis. Afterwards, they have got the desire to for enjoyment, for sex desire, and they could not remain in the mott. They went back, for which we became disheartened. The good servitor went back. Then he did not, so much he has got that passion again, that he went there. And now afterwards, I was with Guru Maharaj. We went to a village. There are so many congregations and festival. The local person, they met me. There is one person here who remains aloof. He speaks like you. What you are speaking, he is a very learned person. If you go there, he is a devotee, household devotee. Then you will be glad. All right. I can go there. And they took me to that person. I saw he was our god brother in our mott. And after leaving the mott there, he went to his village, married. But after sex passion, he remained for some days. After that, he could not remain with them. Oh, you are all averse to Krishna. You are doing all these things. You should not take fish, flesh, etc. You should take all this onion, garlics, and I cannot remain with you. He left the house and he was remaining there and speaking what he heard in the mott. And all the villagers, they thought he is a great wise man who failed in the mott, and went back. He became their guru because he heard so many years. And that came to him, I have done a great wrong thing by coming back to this. And some I have seen, they are crying loudly before me. Loudly. Maharaj, I committed a great mistake, great trouble. Please help me. Loudly. Well, don't fear. Again, he is now performing bhajan. In remaining in the household. In this way. Nothing is in vain. Whatever you do, sincerely, that you will get. I said, they are repenting by going back. But we saw they are doing their bhajan there as per mortals. For some time, for sex impulse, they went back. And after that, it is nothing. They thought. But that is. So, I have got this drawback. Although Guru Maharaj ordered me, wherever you go, you engage your sense organs, everything. Especially, the best sadhana is Shravan Kirtan. You should listen and you should repeat what you have heard. And Sankirtan is the best. When our Guru Maharaj, during Janmashtami function, we perform Janmashtami function in Calcutta, very big function. Many thousands they come to take prasad in Nandashram. And many hundreds of devotees to participate. And Guru Maharaj used to observe full fast day and night on Janmashtami. We used to take something fruits after appearance of Krishna at late at night at 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. like that. Some fruits. But Guru Maharaj did not take anything. On the next day he used to take. I saw. And after taking some thing to break the fast, we had to take paran paran at the fixed time. He used to sit in his own room, adjacent to his own room, the drawing room, where other devotees there come. They can 30-40 person can sit. Whole day you are staying there. And all the devotees are coming and meeting. And they are speaking. And Guru Maharaj is. And our devotee, Madan Gopal Brahmachari, first gave prasad after Bhograj to Guru Maharaj. Otherwise, other devotees will not take. But prasad was there. After the taking the food of all the devotees, at the last, at 5 p.m. or 6 p.m., he used to take. And our Madan Gopal Brahmachari was very much worried. And why you are not taking? Why you are not taking? Not so many persons have come. I shall take later. Let them take. And he became very much disturbed, or Madan Prabhu. He has got very much mentally, he is agonized for the disappearance of Guru Maharaj. Still now he is doing something in his house, in his room, always. Personal service he used to do. Now. And now Guru Maharaj is sitting there. I went there at 9 a.m. Some distinguished person came there, a rich, perhaps a well-to-do person. He sat and heard something. After hearing, was leaving. Invite him. And now, at midday, there will be Bhograj, and after that, he should take prasad. I went there kindly. You wait for some time. No, I am going now. I shall come later on. And at midday again he came. And sat. For some time he sat there. Again was leaving. Now Bhograg is. Everything is. You take prasad? No, not now. And there is so much crowd. It is difficult for him to go, to enter and to go out. There are some police to control the crowd. No, I said. Again in the afternoon he came. For taking prasad, perhaps. He sat. And Guru Maharaj was speaking. Some 30 persons they used to sat there. And heard something, they went, new person came, all day, Guru Maharaj was speaking. And that man came. And Guru Maharaj was speaking, then that man became enraged. Whenever I come to you, you are always speaking. When would you perform bhajan? I have not seen you performing bhajan. Whenever I come, You are always speaking, speaking. What is this? Sadhus. They must have a secluded place where they will perform, meditate. Like. And he, with seat, with paddasan, lotus, a kind of seat, yogigasan. Guru Maharaj asked him, what is bhajan? Then he showed it by sitting, by shutting the eyes, closing the eyes. This way, the bhajan. Then Guru Maharaj said, because I am not in a higher position. You are in a higher position? In a secluded place, when you close your eyes, then you can meditate. But I cannot meditate. Even in a secluded place, and close my eyes, and meditating, outside person, they are thinking, I am worshipping. But my mind is moving from one place to another. Sometimes Calcutta, some Madras, Delhi, moving. Then I thought, what is this? I want to concentrate. And again I try, my mind unknowingly goes to another place. Because in my mind, all the thoughts of previous births are in the store of mind. When I close the eyes, those thoughts come up. And I cannot meditate. It is better for me, for a person like me, to hear from a Shuddha Bhakta. If I hear from a Shuddha Bhakta, then the purpose of spiritual practice is to concentrate to the object of worship. That purpose is served. If any elevated soul, Shuddha Bhakta, is speaking, is singing the glories of Supreme Lord, His name, form, attributes, etc. And I hear, then mind is concentrated. Better, I find, it is better for me to hear from Shuddha Bhakta. If I remain in a secluded place, my mind is jumping like a monkey from one thing to another. Outside person thinking, he is doing bhajan. What bhajan? I don't know. But in hearing, we may, with our mind outside, we can, thinking outside and remaining before Guru Vaishnava and hearing. As Guru Vaishnava will be enraged, will be dissatisfied, if I staying in the mat, in your seat, to hear Harikatha, then he will be dissatisfied. As long as Gurudev, at least we should sit there. And he is sitting, household devotee or ascetic devotee. But thinking something else. The Gurudev asked him, What I have said? You say, oh Gurudev, my mind was somewhere else. You are sitting here, my mind was somewhere else. The words are within the ears. There is a drum in the ears. And that with sensory nerves, it will take you to the subtle process brain. And then we can hear. It has gone to the brain. But mind is subtler, finer than that. If it does not go to mind, then it cannot hear. Mind is subtler than brain process. He is thinking something. His organs are all right. They are working. But something is, some sound is coming. His mind is different. You say, speak again. I shall attentively hear. Now you are sitting here. Swamiji has got no attention to the time. Within 8:30, it should be finished. He's going on speaking. We have got so much work to do. And what is this? We cannot leave this place. And you are thinking about your house. Actually, you are hearing her. You are sitting here. Your organs are all right. But if you think about your house or your office, then actually you are not hearing. But if you speak, if you chant, if you speak about the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and the teachings of Gurudev, a subject has been given, you should speak. What is the glory of Nam Sankirtan? Speak. And as long as I speak, if I think anything else, I cannot speak about the subject. At least if I speak for half an hour, my mind cannot think other things. If he thinks other things, then irrelevant talk will be. There will be no relevancy. I will be forced to give my mind, concentrate mind, for such things I have heard from Gurudev, some Vaishnavas, and from Gita. And as long as if I speak for half an hour, I am released from worldly thoughts. No worldly thoughts can come. And if it increases for 1 hour, 1 hour I am emancipated. 2 hours, emancipated. If it's 24 hours, then emancipated soul. What is the emancipated soul? The purpose of concentration you are getting. By chanting. As long as you chant, you sing about the glories of Supreme Lord, so long you are saved. You cannot think of anything else. You are forced to think about all the sermons or all the teachings, instructions of your Gurudev and scriptures. Then at that time, at least for at that time, you are saved. And if that be increased for the whole day and night, as Parikshit Maharaj was hearing and Sukadev Goswami was speaking, there in their mind nothing is there. And ultimately everything, full Supreme Lord appeared in the heart of Parikshit Maharaj. Sankirtan is the best. Now you see in Bhagavat, it is said, gopis, they are wailing, they are weeping. Extremely lamenting. Because all of a sudden, they are in Rasa-lila. All of a sudden, Krishna disappeared. By not seeing Krishna, they were with extreme separation grief for Krishna. And they are weeping. And they are lamenting, wailing immensely, crying. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? The extreme grief. By not seeing Krishna, gopis cannot survive. We cannot survive without seeing Krishna. But if we die, then Krishna will be mortified. We cannot die. If we die, it will be against the interest of our most beloved. Where is my most beloved Sri Krishna? What can I do? When there is separation grief, extreme separation grief, how we can get solace? We get solace by singing the glories of Supreme Lord. All the pastimes, all the name form will come to our mind, and they're singing. They're singing. Our gopis, tabakathamritam, tapta jivanam, kobibhiriritam, kalmasapaham, Sravana Mangalang Srimadatatang Bhuvigrinantite Bhuridajana. How we can live in this world? how we can survive. Because by separation grip, if we die, then it will not be service of Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna will be greatly mortified. For that reason, we cannot die. But how we can keep our life? How we can survive? How we can live in this world? By singing the glories. Hey Krishna, O Krishna. Your name, transcendental nectar of the name, your form, your attributes, transcendental attributes, your pastimes of appearance, your other old pastimes, if we sing the glories of that, then we can have solace of our mind. Krishna will come to our mind. How we can survive when you have left us and we cannot remain without you? We can keep our life, we can survive only by singing your glories. Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam. We are in extreme separation grief. That separation grief we can remove by singing your glories. It is the nectarian words narrating the all the pastimes of Sri Krishna. Nectarine words. Amrit, not transcendental nectarine. By singing your glories, we shall survive. We have got separation grief. By separation grief, we cannot survive. But how we survive? By singing your glories. But for us, there is no separation grief. This is applicable only for gopis, not for us. Because we have got no relation. How separation grief will come? When there is no relation. So, but we shall get some benefit if we hear about the glories of Sri Krishna. Because that will destroy all evil thoughts, will remove all desires, all afflictions. We have got affliction. Threefold affliction. Affliction due to diseases of the body. Affliction due to separation of near and dear ones. Adhyatmik klesh. Affliction caused by other living beings of this world. And now the most affliction you are getting from your own species, human beings. They become more ferocious than ferocious animals. Unnecessarily they are doing greatest harm to their own species without any knowing them. Never seen those persons. Never got any enmity. But serving their political purpose, they hijack the thing. They destroy. What not? Everything they can. But the beasts, they eat, they kill some animal for their food. Being hungry, not unnecessarily. They are not being unnecessary. For survival there. But we have become more ferocious than. This is called affliction due to other living beings of this world. And affliction due to natural calamities, earthquake, inundation, all these things, and rot. Even so many persons were killed, and infectious disease, epidemic, all these things.
And at the time of birth, tremendous suffering. At the time of death, tremendous suffering. But if we hear Krishna, all these sufferings will be removed. We have got no relation with Krishna. It is good. We cannot have separation grief as the devotees they have got. But they have got, they have seen Krishna. They have tasted Krishna. Such separation grief we cannot have. But if, in spite of that we hear, you will get benefit. What benefit? Krishna will come to you and all these evil thoughts will be removed and all afflictions will be removed. Tattva jivana. For our conditioned souls, enslaved divas, we can get this sort of benefit. But for devotees, they have got separation grief. They can get solace by singing the glories of the Supreme Lord. Tattva jivana. Kobi bhi riritam. Those who are emancipated souls, kobi bhi. Kobi bhi means, kobi means one word, meaning with Brahma. Brahma garishi. Those who have got knowledge of absolute Brahman. Those who are emancipated soul. Those who have got knowledge of Supreme Lord, par Brahma. They also sing the glories of Supreme Lord. Kobibiriritam. They also, emancipated souls. Kalmashapaham. Kalmash means sin. But gopis cannot have any sin. They are in the transcendental realm. No material ego. There is no possibility of committing sin. No material desires. The kalmash, what is the meaning of kalmash? The pangs of the separation. The pangs of that will be removed by singing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. They can remove the pangs of separation grief, extreme separation grief. Tavakathamritam tatta jivanam kobibiriritam kalmashapaham. One meaning to us, we have got sins, we can destroy sins. But gopis have got no sins, separation grief, they can remove separation grief by singing. Sravana mangalam. And for us, if we hear Krishna, Krishna is all good, all bliss, all existence. When we are in darkness, we are not seeing ourselves. We are not seeing anything else. When light comes, then we see ourselves, everything. We can behave accordingly. When Supreme Lord is all knowledge, He will appear. Then all goodness will appear. Automatically all these darkness, if light comes, darkness cannot remain. Light has not to pray grace from the darkness. Oh, please give me some place. Some place you will give me. When light will come, darkness automatically will be removed. When Krishna will appear, He is all good. Then all evil thoughts will be automatically removed. Kalmashavaham. Sravana mangalam. If we hear, then Mangalmay Bhagavan will appear. Absolute good, He will appear. Srimadatatam. Bhagavan is omnipotent. He is all powerful. His katha, words narrating His pastimes and everything, is more powerful than His own form. Hari katha is not less powerful, more powerful. It is powerful. It can destroy actually our param Gurudev. He used to say, there is famine of Harikatha in this world. Not famine of food. All many persons, they come to us. What you are doing? So many persons are hungry. You go there and give relief to them. Then our Param Gurupad Padma, Nityananda Prishtha, Vishnu Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. We are giving relief always. You are now going. We are always giving you. What relief? If you get food, you are hungry, I am giving you food. For 6 or 7 hours, you have got no hungry. Again, you will take food. You are in want of loin cloth. I have given you a loin cloth, a cloth. For 6 months, you will. Again, you will be in want of grass. And you are in disease. And now, it is a very good thing. You help him. And with doctors and for treatment, you will recover from the disease. Again, another disease. There are so many diseases. Eternal welfare you are not getting. The cause of all these afflictions, you are not removing that. And you are giving temporary relief. But if you give this para, apara vidya, vidya, learning, if you give some food, some person, some beggar, he used to come to you every day for begging. Every day. He has got no garments, etc. He will have keeping him in a poor state. If you give something, it is not an actual benefit. You give him some learning. By learning, he will earn his own money. That will be a greater service, a greater benefit to them, so that he can earn. And every time he will remain poor and he will come to you to beg. What is this? Our Gandhiji, Mahatma Gandhi, Gandhiji, he used to say, he came to Calcutta during independence at the time of movement. Our country was under British regime. He was working. He participated in one function. Rajendra Mullik, one king-like person, very rich person. When Gandhiji came there, he took him. I daily feed 500 persons daily. Gandhiji saw it. Daily I spent so much money with him. Did not say anything. Afterwards, his statement came in the newspaper. I had been to that, the house of Rajendra Mullik. I saw he is doing good thing. He is feeding 500 persons. But I am not happy to see this. Because they know at the fixed time when we will go there, we can get sumptuous food that Rajendra Mullik will give. All day they have got no work. They are thinking, they are doing nuisance. All this. At the fixed time, they are coming there. You are not doing any kind of benefit to that person. Always you are keeping them poor. And they will come at the fixed time. And there is no work. What is this? You give him one charka. For making sutta. What is that? Charka sutta. So that he can earn his money. By earning it, by that he can make some sort of earning by his own. Whole time will be spent. He will have no back and mind. Back and mind is the devil's workshop. He will have some work and he will do it and he will get some money. Then, and by earning money, his character will be retained. You daily you are spending so much money. You spend that money for 1 year money to 500 people, give them charka and all these things so that they can earn me. They can earn money by their own effort. That will be actual benefit. But this aparavidya, this material learning, you can get material benefit. Eternal benefit you can get from paravidya. There are two kinds of learning. And aparavidya, material knowledge. And another, paradat aksharam adhigammate. Paravidya means you can know the Supreme Lord by getting whom you get all. By knowing whom you know all. Paraja aksharam adhigammate, Supreme Lord. You have forgotten him. So you have come to this prison house. In this world you have come, passing through cycles of births and deaths. The cause of your of this affliction is your aversion to Sri Krishna. You are his eternal servant. You have committed a great offense to him. If you make him understand, one son of a king, a big king, is walking in the street and begging because he has lost his home and he doesn't know where his father is. And some person recognized him. You are the son of the such king. Why you are begging here? I do not know. Then by taking him to his father, whether any difficulty will be there. The Father is Supreme Lord. He is the owner of the whole universe. Infinite Brahmandas. We have forgotten him. We have become street beggars. Now we are begging here. Take absolute shelter. He will rescue you. He will give everything. You have got no problem. For that reason, sadhu, they are giving this relief work, always famine of Harikatha. Famine of Harikatha. They have forgotten Supreme Lord. And whatever you give, in this rich persons are not happy, poor persons are not happy, a learned person is not happy, a illiterate person is not happy, nobody is happy. They have become averse to absolute being with happiness incarnate. For that reason. Now is Tava Kathamritam Tapta Jivanam Kavi Virijatam Kalmashama Sravana Mangalam Srimadatatam. It's very powerful if you hear from a Shuddha Bhakta. He should have an example. He should have a practical life. Not only giving sermons and giving advice without practicing, that's got no value. No righteousness can be imparted to others without practicing. If you say, hey, don't smoke, you are the master, you are in this school, don't smoke, but you yourself is smoking, then what that student will learn? Oh, it is to be said, don't smoke. But actually, you have to smoke. Without example, no religious teachings can be given. No moral training can be given. Immoral person cannot give this training. Don't be follow my lecture. It may be possible in this material, secular education. But you have to see, just now I have said, secular, what is the meaning of secular? According to Oxford Dictionary, by secularism, we say only, with how high sounding words, everywhere, in India also. What is secular? This English word. Secular, concerned with the worldly affairs. Not spiritual, not sacred. You go to Oxford Dictionary. Concerned with the worldly affairs. Secular. Meaning of secular. Not spiritual, not sacred. They have given this meaning. And they say this religion and morality should not be now. Education should not be based on religion. We should have secular education. What is the meaning of education? Go to the Oxford Dictionary. Education. Systematic instruction. Systematic instruction and course of it. Development of character and mental powers. Development of character and mental powers. If character is not built, what education? What sort of education? You have to make him a good citizen. If there is no character, the backbone is lost. When money is lost, nothing is lost. You are giving importance to money. Money is lost, nothing is lost. When health is lost, something is lost. When character is lost, everything is lost. The human civilization backbone is character. And here it is written. Development of character. You see, go through. I have got my dictionary. Secularism. Like this. We say. Religion and dharma are not synonymous. We cannot find any word. We say dharma. Here we say religion. But dharma is something different. They are not synonymous. Religion means a system of faith, a system of worship. This is the meaning of religion. System of faith, system of worship. But dharma means dhrimaka, that which holds the family, holds the society, holds the country, holds the continent, holds the whole world. It is called dharma. The highest dharma Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has preached. Ordinary dharma. Ordinary dharma you hear. In India, dharma means brahmacharya. You have to celibacy. Control your passions. If anybody control his passion, if he performs continence and control of the sense organs, does that person do harm to his family, to the society, to the country? I was taken in one certain meeting, Parliament of Religion. They came to me when I happened to be there in Calcutta Mott. The president, secretary, all this. You should preside. There should not be any fight between religious thought, faiths. You belong to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu school of thought. We want to make you president. Then I thought, what is this? I have got no desire to go. And all our members, they say, you should go there, you should go there, you should go there. Then there will be some propagation of our mot like this. What sort of meeting I do not know. Then by their pressure, I was at that time, happened to be at that time in Calcutta. All right, I agree. And they took me to their place. That is like a parliament, not like this. What? And they a great big throne. If they ordered me to sit there. What is this? This is the religious class. And there are many representatives. There are other thrones like chair. And they are sitting there. And all the audience, they are sitting on the chairs. You have got the habit to sit in the chairs here in Western countries. But there, generally they squat in religious meetings, you will find. If they are, They have got no difficulty, they squat. What is this meeting? I thought there's something there in English, because somebody will speak in Bengali, somebody in Urdu, somebody in Hindi, somebody in English, somebody in another language, both the representative, all representatives, all of them, Muslim representatives. And I submitted my opinion to them in a written to take and give distributed to them. You see, it is my first submission, Parliament of Religion. Religion and dharma are not synonymous. Whenever you keep on subject, you have to consult with the saints of India whether it is correct or not. You have done a wrong thing. Dharma and religion are not synonymous. Only a ritualistic performance, there is no dharma. How Muslims are doing this, how Christians are doing this, how Hindus, by outside, rightly, we are fighting. And the political parties, they are taking that advantage. No, no. Dharma. What is the meaning of dharma? There are tenfold dharmas. One dharma, you are all literate persons here, dignitaries of Calcutta city, you are sitting here. If anybody performs celibacy, observes celibacy, performs brahmacharya, is he doing harm to his family? Or harm to the society? Or harm to the country? Or continent? If you say, by observing this, he is doing harm, then you will be sent to lunatic asylum in Rati, the lunatic asylum. You are not. Is he doing any harm? Brahmacharya Satya, if anybody speaks truth. If he speaks truth, by speaking truth, he will not vitiate the atmosphere. You are vitiating the whole atmosphere by false things. By doing scams. All these things by adharma. That is adharma. That is not dharma. In dharma, you should speak truth. Not that is called dharma. That will retain the individual person. That will retain the family. That will hold the country. That will hold. It cannot destroy. Dharma cannot destroy. Adharma can destroy. Why you say the dharma? There is five dharma. You should use the word religion, not dharma. Dharma is something else. Tapasya. Now, brahmacharya satya tapasya, to refrain all the sense organs from the respective objects of sense organs. If anybody performs this penance, that person is doing harm to anybody. You are intelligent person. What you are saying? That is called dharma. Tapasya. Dan. Now you have earned some money. By whose help? At the time of birth, your parents have reared. You are indebted to the parents. Parents have got share in this money. When I am earning by my own. How you have got this life? Where from? You have to give. If you do not give, there will be reaction. You are taking help of other relatives, other human beings. You have to serve them. You are taking help of other animals also. Demigods. Just the sun is giving. Rays to you, light to you. Wind God is giving, wind. And rain God is giving rains. Water. So many. You are indebted to them.
You have to pay back that. If you do not pay back, if you do not contribute, if you do not give, now I am earning. I shall enjoy only. There will be reaction. Then money they will take in a different way. There will be inundation. There will be earthquake. There will be some epidemic. They will kill everything. They will take away forcibly. Give unnatural things will happen. Because you are visiting the atmosphere. To make it balanced, this thing will come. Done. You should give. Niyam, regulated life. This body has got some regulation. If you do not regulate life, this body will not remain fit. You have to regulate your mind. Regulation of mind. Regulation of this institution. You belong to this peace. And we have got our institution Chaitanya Garam. If there is no regulation, that institution will be destroyed. Administration, there should be regulation. Niyam. If they are not regulated, all the rules they do not accept, then administration will be destroyed. Everything. Niyam is necessary. Khama. Anybody can make offense. Where is human? You have got no forgiveness. How we can do good to others? With affection we have to tell him that you should not do this. It is harmful. You should have tolerance. Without tolerance you cannot do good to anybody. Tolerance is dharma. Forbearance is dharma. And also khama. And astya. To refrain from stealing. What this administration is doing. We are seeing in the papers. They are scamming crores. And they are saying this religion is doing. What religion? Dharma. Without knowing anything. What he is doing. Is the greatest harm they are doing. In the administration. Misusing the money of the public. Dharma doesn't give any impetus to this. Astya, refrain from them. And purity, there should be purity of the heart. Purity is happiness. Purity is happiness. And tranquility of mind. If mind is always restless, you cannot take decision. Those who worship Supreme Lord, the Supreme Lord is restful. He is always, all existence, always, all bliss. By meditating Supreme Lord, mind does also becomes restful. When he comes to this office, all of a sudden he does not become enraged. If he becomes unbalanced and unbalanced, he will speak something and there will be chaos. But if he worships, after worshipping, he goes with sober mentality. He will try to manage. And if he comes to the house and he is enraged and he is speaking something against that, all these worries will increase. But if calm and serene, even to regulate your family life, even if you get peace in your family life, get peace in the office, you should worship. We generally find that there are some Gujaratis there in Dhanbad. Whenever I go there, they are worshiping. Worshiping for 2 hours. And they go to, and they don't become unbalanced. They do not, the sleep of tongue, they do not. Because that they have got from. That's because of efficacy of this. Even in worldly affairs. For that. And highest dharma Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By which we can have love for all. This is the ordinary dharma. The ordinary dharma which only moral rules like that dharma. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said,
when you have love for all living beings, then actual solution you can get. You will see, I am different from that person. This family, among groups, always, this is the forest fire in this world. They have forgotten. But in Vrindavan Dham, only Supreme Lord is there. And all are serving Supreme Lord. In different love relations, some as master, some as friend, some as son. Krishna, they think we are parents, Krishna is son. Some as husband-wife relation, all these relations are actually there in the transcendental realm. And this is the perverted reflection here. When we do not serve Krishna as master, then Krishna's Bahiranga Shakti, external potency, universal energy, you go there and you will get non-eternal master. You will have separation grief. You will not live there eternally. Your master will give you this punishment. It is the greatest punishment. You do not want to serve me as a friend, then you go there, get non-eternal friend. If you got attachment to a friend, friend will die, you shall have separation grief. You will cry. If you do not want me to serve as son, then go there and get non-eternal son. And rearing up. And after that, when there will be separation, you will be great thanks. Bear separation grief. And if you do not want to love Krishna as husband, then you go there and get non-eternal husband. Always you will be restless. All relations are with him. There only Supreme Lord is there. And all are serving. Center of interest is one. Center of interest is the one. And one is serving much. His circle, he is drawing a circle, bigger, another smaller, another smaller than that, another bigger than that. But center is one, there is no crossing. When there are different centers, then there will be crossing. Here different centers. When we forget Krishna, we become small Krishna here. All enjoyer master. We are all here in this. We are human beings. We have made some laws and rules and regulations. The dogs in India, where we have got our mot at Satish Mukherjee Road, five-storied building, just in the junction, and the dogs, they have got no such laws, but they also make a demarcation. There are 3-4 dogs on the other side. You should not come cross this. If you cross, you are breaking the law. We should bite you. And you should not come without any laws, without any books you are doing. But they are doing this. If any dog happens to come, you have done a wrong thing. And if that dog comes here, we cannot deliver our speech. They are doing this. They are doing this. We are doing right things. Why he has come? This is the enslaved jibos. They are thinking, we are the owners. We are the masters. We have become small Krishna to enjoy others. But there, we should go there. Chaitanya wants to be there. You should have love for Krishna. And with delightful relation. All are coming from Krishna. All are coming from Supreme Lord. So if I love you, then I am to love you with all your parts. If I love you, and if I cut your hand and cut your ear, then is it your love? If you love me, love my dog, then you are same. If you got love, then my dear also your dear. You cannot kill my dog. If I got love for Krishna, if I love for all living beings, they are the sons and daughters of living beings. In relation with that, we cannot injure anybody. The actual love for you, we cannot injure any of your parts. Against my interest, If I love Krishna, how I can injure others? There will love, if the divine love, transcendent divine love, then that is the only solution. All strifes will be stopped like this.